This minute from Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 7th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Gopher Hill area of St. Charles Road was the site of an accident that injured Elgin businessman Horace Cannell and one of his sales staff, Herman Kaiser. The men were heading into Elgin, driving Cannell's Moline Knight Auto. As they approached the hill, Cannell sighted a buggy and turned to avoid a collision, sending the auto into soft dirt and flipping the car on its side. Cannell and Kaiser were thrown from the car, Kaiser being the more severely injured of the two. William Wettering of Hampshire will have a lifetime pension from the Borden Dairy following decision of the Industrial Commission of Illinois. Wettering was severely injured while on the job, and the dairy offered payment for a short time, then stopped payments. Attorney Charles Havinghurst, representing Wettering, who was awarded a $7 per week compensation for 416 weeks. Then he'll get a monthly pension of $19.41. There will be 15 Elgin women enrolled in a citizenship course that's being offered by the Daughters of the American Revolution and the Elgin YWCA. Mrs. Edward Bemis will start the course with a lecture titled "The Constitution and the Federal Government." Trouble for Mayor Arwin Price and the city commissioners appears to be over now that the Home National Bank of Elgin has agreed to be depository and treasurer for the city. James Douglas of the Home Bank will be approved as treasurer, succeeding Charles Wolfe of the First National Bank. The agreement with the Home National Bank followed meetings at which the mayor and commissioners agreed that a stipend for the city treasurer position will be budgeted in the coming year. Bankers have found the cost of serving the city as treasurer is between $2,000 and $3,000 a year. Those were the headline news stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.